Okay.
I'm Bill.
I'm
I was wondering if you guys would keep going.
I'm still Keith.
Unless.
No.
Am I Brian?
No, you aren't.
I am Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, do you want to talk to us about this?
Ooh, yes, I do. It's, sure, give me the one with the dirty name. Okay.
It's flavor text. Get it?
All right, it's,
soda.
It's an arousing carbonated drink called Love Potion number 69. True love ain't cheap, it says. It's got a skeleton hand scratching what appears to be a heart that is bleeding orange something.
Oh, is it scratching? It looks more like it's groping.
Oh, no. It is.
Oh, yeah,
it is definitely
that
digging
is, that
in.
That is clawed in. Aren't
yeah, claws into the heart. It's bleeding orange stuff. The drink, on the other hand, is purple. It says it's a turn on, and it's 9 inches full of wetness, which is to date, the. Third time I've said that phrase in my life. So I'll pass this on to you now. Do you want my 9 inches of wetness, Brian?
I very much don't. All right. Just the standard. Okay, so American Soda LA. Another one of the long ingredients list. This looks very similar, actually, in design to
probably the first one.
The first one, yes. Brainwash.
To the listeners at home, obviously we do these in chunks because returning guests.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty standard fare. Carbonated water, HFCS, citric acid, and also herbal blend, red 40, blue 1, sodium benzoate. So, yep, nothing too out of the ordinary with this in terms of what's inside of it.
It's what's on the outside, I think.
Yeah, no, it is what's on the outside that makes this
you always
want
to
soda
by its cover.
Unsettling.
This is not the,
I'm going to interject and say it's actually what's on the inside for me. The color of blue that it currently occupies, it's more, yeah, it's like a light purple.
Yeah.
Fun fact, all Canadians are colorblind. That's not true at all.
They're just a little purple color.
Don't
yeah,
tell your friends that.
Yellow is totally purple.
Don't worry, nobody listens.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yellow lights.
And those who
but
do don't have any
it,
friends.
But it has you.
Yeah.
It has you a little
hi,
bit.
Hi, David.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like the purpley, semi-brownish, but mostly purple.
Where the hell is brown in this equation?
Yeah, this is a lot of
salt.
Yeah.
Oh! 9 inches of wetness indeed.
9 inches of wetness up your butt. And that's
one.
The second.
I mean,
time
if you were going to,
that phrase, so.
It happened with the bacon.
Let's see if I can open it.
That was
because
was
it was mumbled.
No,
like,
what? No,
I know
there was nothing in there.
There was nothing.
Yeah, we did not have a.
There,
it was just.
Divino. That's all you know.
Kay.
All
right.
I think
it's pouring well.
It pours blue.
Yeah, it does pour blue.
I
still think it's purplish. It's more of a violet.
Or maybe it's an indigo.
It's indigo.
Fuck indigo.
Yeah. So I texted Kate, we're reviewing your sodas and fuck you for bacon. And her response was, mwa ha 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 ha.
Remember, you do need to leave some for Bill.
I know, I am.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take another.
Just a little bit.
Just have them off.
There you go.
Great.
Not right.
Frank, be a pal.
All right.
What flavor is this supposed to be? Just arousal?
It's love potion. Yeah.
It's a love potion.
It
number
corny.
69. So it's
9 inches of.
The love
wetness.
Potion number 9 was the successful
this
one. This is 60 degrees past that. Basically.
This is not the most overtly sexual drink that's been on Ann Better. Definitely on the SodaCast, yes, but not on Ann Better, because I'll remind you that Eric and John reviewed the Sting Power.
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Got it.
For the viewers at home, that silence was a group selfie.
Yep.
Because
the only person taking the picture wasn't in it, so it was
okay,
a selfie.
You're bastardizing this precious word.
I think it was a picture.
No.
I think what that's called is a... Oh, dear.
What I was trying to do was trigger a selfie. You're welcome.
One,
all right.
One, two, three.
And there's the selfie. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I look disappointed enough.
How much time do we have left?
I hope so.
This one's an hour long, so we can.
We have 55 minutes left.
All right. Well, let me read you an excerpt from the Bible here right now.
Your hand is the closest to the shack scene than any other book.
That's what I
meant. So I am excited.
Let me read you an excerpt from this.
So there are short stories.
So do that.
All right. Here we go. Dead or alive, you're coming with me if you want to live. And Shaq looks at him hesitantly. This is clearly RoboShaq. And nothing but musical notes is coming out. It's interpretive. I don't know.
Interpretive, yeah.
Cool. Okay, yeah, that is...
Yeah.
All
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm rock hard right now.
Yes. Ready for love potion.
Well, that's you weird. Know... Okay, apparently Bill doesn't require the love potion 69. But
no, Shaq will do it.
Yeah, that apparently,
basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah.
A powerful voice, a desperate.
This is not the worst episode of this show.
It's also not the most Shaq heavy.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Sam has arrived. All right.
For the rest of us, let's just focus on the beverage. You Furious can focus on the 9 inches of wetness that is Shaq.
Against common
sense. Gotta get it near my holes.
The day Shaq Fu was
nothing but net. All right.
That soda smells great. I'm fine with it.
It smells like just.
This soda
sugar
is the water. least offensive soda
like
I have
sugar.
Smelled today.
It just smells like sugar.
But it also definitely smells, it has that same, like, powdery candy vibe that it's...
It kind of smells like somebody poured a pixie stick into a glass of water.
Yep, that's it. Yes, yep. Exactly right. I think
so. Specifically a purple one.
Well, blue.
Purple.
No, oh,
you can mix them.
Fuck you guys.
Maybe it was one of each.
Purple.
All right.
I'm going to give it... Oh,
don't
I?
Mm-hmm.
I just liked it. It was weird on
this. I went full on. I went all the way to the bottom. And let me tell you, once I got my mouth in it, it just lightened up. I'm really enjoying this a lot more than I thought. I didn't think 9 inches of wetness could be
you
something
found your
I would
thing.
Like. I apparently do.
You know what? Every once in a while, somebody finds their bliss in life, and I'm so jealous.
I think this might change a lot of things that I thought about myself right now.
Yeah, I threw it in with force, so I deep-rooted the soda.
Do you need the flag that's on the next-door neighbor's house?
It was
a rainbow.
I think I'm going to let my freak flag fly and say I'm enjoying the soda.
Yeah.
I still have to drink this.
I still have to agree with the 66.
Yeah.
It tastes like 66 and a drink.
It really does. It really does.
Smells like it, tastes like it. I can imagine snorting this and having just as horrible of a time as when I snorted Pixie Stick.
That explains so much.
It's actually not that uncommon here.
Yeah, fair a lot enough. Of people do it. We're really bored.
Is anybody else exclusively tasting this with the roof of their mouth rather than their tongue? Because that's what I'm getting.
I taste it with the tip of my tongue.
I'm not getting anything on any of my tongue, but it's all up on my roof.
Oh, he went straight for the
he
uvula.
Just gargled it.
Oh, God. Don't do that. Don't.
Wait.
No! What is wrong with you, woman?
I can't do it from laughing.
I know, that's why I'm trying to... I care about you, Meg.
And I care about Shaxine, so I'm going
to
move this.
Do you want me to choke on 9 inches of wetness?
Love swallows.
I, Christopher.
It sounded like I was
what? Why did I say that? That's an image that I can't get out of my brain.
Meg just trying to gargle and giggling instead.
Yes, that is totally the image that I'm trying to get out of my brain right
no,
now.
No, I'm combining it with yours. You're welcome.
And you know when you laugh
it's
a little
just,
and then it comes out your nose?
I need an adult!
It's not any better that I remember your Slytherin comment from earlier.
Oh!
you know.
I need an army of adults.
Expecto
so,
penis.
So, I had a Hufflepuff backpack. And Ryan.
Oh, you don't need to rehash
yes,
it!
Yes, you do! I do.
Yeah,
I
let's
know this.
Let's
and,
talk about
and
it.
Ryan decided. To say that he was a Slytherin, like he was kind of like, oh, I don't know,
we cannot
you're a
be
Hufflepuff,
friends with the exact
I'm a Slytherin,
comment, yeah.
We can't be buddies. I'm like, it's okay, my boyfriend's a Slytherin. And Ryan said, Let me exactly remember the exact
Why not just let Ryan say it?
Ryan, do you remember exactly what you said?
It looks like he has successfully slithered in.
Yes.
So, you know, good for him.
And my roommate is here with with horrible images in his head.
This is my life now.
Five points to Slytherin. Excellent use of your wand, sir.
Can I get 5 points?
This
too?
Is my life now.
No. Hufflepuff never gets points.
Oh.
So
you do, however, get consolation prizes.
My analogy.
Dead Cedric Diggory.
Just to move on with our lives. My analogy is one time. I don't remember really the exact time context, but we were driving around and Sub John says, what would happen if I just ate a mouthful of glitter? I'm pretty sure I'd have to go to the hospital. And that's just all I can think of right now. Yeah. So I'll give this a 49.
Okay. My analogy is, I'm a Hufflepuff. And I give this a 53.
Break.
I have a feeling I'm going to be on the high end of the spectrum
she
on this
liked
one. So I'm
the
really
first
enjoying this
one.
I'm going to go 70. One more than 69. Yeah.
He got a plus one off that 69.
He does.
The soda?
I've never seen Brian quite like this.
I need water.
This soda is so inoffensive. And yet I feel so terrible, and it is not due to the soda.
Sorry, Brian.
So I'm trying to parse that out. Like, I think I might have liked the soda a little bit.
This soda and I could have been somebody.
No.
And then it cheated on you with me?
No, it's not. Like, I mean, none of you guys are probably close enough or watching. I am crying right, or my eyes are tearing.
Your ears are crying. Yeah.
No, my ears are tying.
So are the listeners. Every episode.
Yeah, probably.
And better.org. Yeah.
I feel really bad, but it's not because of the soda.
It's a little bit.
It's because of the shit on the outside. It was what was on the outside
that
was making me sad. The soda itself.
I'll get rid of the fuck. It'll be okay.
The soda itself is inoffensive, and fuck if that isn't the best thing I can say about any soda we've done this year. I've done this year.
We drank the only good one that Kate brought so far.
Yeah.
Without
you. Yeah, I know.
It was the lemonade. That stuff was pretty tasty.
So what?
It's like a grapefruit lemonade. Is awesome.
Yeah. What makes you sad? We need to get into this.
No, we don't.
Psychology. Come on, lay down on the couch.
So you need a hug big guy.
This is a nice big couch.
No.
All right. How about 9 inches of wet? Oh, you've already been through that? Okay. So my analogy on this one, I've got to say that it kind of reminded me of Halloween, where you go out and you dress in a stupid cat costume that your mom made you wear because you're 7 and you don't have the ability to make your own decisions yet, and then you come home and you eat a retarded amount of candy, and by the end it starts to all taste the same. That's precisely what this soda tasted like. It was just generic candy flavor.
Your candy madness.
Exactly. It's basically the candy coma post-Halloween binging.
Yeah,
Hopefully there will be no post-Halloween purging happening later.
I'm
going to go with a nice optimistic 69.
There you go.
Potion 69. No.
Brian,
no one
what
else
you
saw
rate?
That opportunity?
I didn't.
Oh.
Didn't rate it.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off on the
That's
rating.
Fine. That's fine.
He didn't give a shit.
He's wallowing.
He still
regret.
Doesn't give a shit. He's just sitting here like, my life is the worst life ever.
No,
even
it's
though
not.
This isn't the fucking worst drink I've had.
No, my life is not the worst life ever. There are people that are dying in Syria.
We,
right
we accidentally give Brian misery potion number 9.
Yeah. No. My life is probably in the upper quintile of people who have ever lived on this planet.
Woo!
What's a quintile?
One fifth.
Oh.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also a part of a mosaic featuring.
I could see where you were going, and I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
And then you did, asshole.
And then you did, asshole. 9 inches of wetness.
I'm disappointed that it's
a
bad lift,
and
then
you
get
asshole.
You gotta
loop that before you do assholes.
So. Well, I haven't given the number yet, which is going to be like upper 40s, I'm thinking, 47, 48. If one of those fucks with Bob and the other one doesn't, go with that one, but I'm thinking 48.
I think they both work.
All right, 48. And if it comes out as something even, just drop it.
57.8.
There we go. All
right.
So, one of the best things we've had all year.
Dear God.
That top 10. There was actually some good stuff on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some good stuff when I wasn't around. Yeah.
Wilt. Wilt was all right.
Oh, God. The one thing Christopher chose was not all right.
The bottle green?
Yeah.
Bottle greens. Bottle greens in Power Malt Legend territory.
Yeah, those horrid.
I'll tell you after the show, because we need to stop talking about that same thing over and over again on the episode. See you later, soda pals.
Bye-bye.
There you go.